Okay, Garcon did not practice. Merriweather, limited. Riley, hamstring limited. Josh Wilson, shoulder, full. Jones, Achilles, full. Sav, right knee, full. Fletcher, hamstring, full practice.
Any concerns about Sav? I know the doctor said he couldn't hurt it any worse, but are you concerned about it affecting his punting, continuing?
Yeah, you're hoping that it doesn't. But anytime you have a punt like he did, you know it's bothering him a little bit. But he had a good practice today, so hopefully, you know, he can punt.
Do you have any plans to have a punter on standby or anything?
Well, we worked some punters out, and we thought we might lose him. So I don't know if you want to call him standby, but we had good work with a number of guys.
Mike, is there a chance that Brandon Merriweather could play this week, or are you still looking at after the bye?
I would say the chances would be after the bye. You know, is there a chance? Yeah, there's a chance, but I'd say it's more of a long shot.
About the same thing for Pierre. Have you going to try to see if he can maybe do something?
He did not practice today. I'm sure it's getting better with the time off, but my mindset is probably after, you know, Carolina game.
Heard anything back from the league about the Angelo Hall status?
No, you know, they haven't gotten back to work yet, and you know, it's still closed. When we do, obviously, we'll talk in more detail about what happened.
Like, generally, if they're going to suspend a player, they would do it by a Tuesday, not to put a team at a competitive disadvantage.
Yeah,
since the circumstances were different this week, do you think that still applies, or could that not be the case?
No, I think that would apply. Yeah. And they wouldn't let somebody practice a full practice if there's somebody who's going to be suspended, you know, for this week's game. At least it's never happened. I don't believe it's happened before. It's never happened to me. Well, nice talking to you guys.
How valid the comparisons with Robert and Cam are they? Is it more just that they run a similar offense, or what are some of the similarities and differences between them?
I really don't know, because I haven't been reading the similarities or what they've been talking about. So if you want to ask me any question, I'll...
Do you think they're similar?
What's that?
Robert, do you think they are similar at all? Or?
I haven't really been studying them this year, you know, until this week. You know, I think we saw Cam last year. kind of give you my evaluation. I thought he had a heck of a year, did a great job, you know, in the drop-back game, play-action game. Utilized his feet probably as well as anybody has as a rookie coming into the league. And, you know, you had some big-time numbers, and very impressed with his play.
Will it help them, do you imagine, because they run a lot of the option things that you do, and how does that conversely help you on preparation for them?
Well, I think everybody's been preparing for it, because with the Wildcat, it's the same thing. But, you know, people have the ability to run and throw. You know, it puts a quarterback at a different level. And that's what Cam did last year, is able to run the football, is able to drop back and throw it as well, and had some great numbers. And you know, their defense didn't play as well last year as they were hoping, but their offense statistically did a number of great things.
I just get a sense that that's the way the league is going right now, that type of quarterback that can run some of that option and be a threat with his legs like that?
I think people are going to do is look at whoever their personnel is and try to get the most out of it. And, you know, sometimes you've got to be very flexible, because you got to look at your quarterbacks on what they can do, where your defense is at. You know, sometimes you got to put more pressure on your quarterback than you want to. You know, sometimes guys pick things up very quickly, and a lot of evaluation, and then you got to have a game plan.
From your guys' perspective, instead of being necessarily flexible, you guys went out and got Robert. I mean, you made the move to trade up and get him. Is that you covet skills like that? That dual skill set that he has. And do you feel like that type of player is going to be the one that teams go after more?
Well, I don't think, you know, we went after a guy like Robert, because, you know, we talked about this, you know, after we, you know, signed him, that we thought he could do some things that, you know, people can't do, that people haven't done. And we still believe that. And he's going to get better and better each week, more comfortable with different systems. We get more comfortable with what he can do. But there's not very many people that we talked about can run at that speed and throw the ball that he does as well.
Going back to what John was talking about, as far as the comparisons go, I mean, forget even the players for a moment, just the schemes and some of the principles and the zone read and things like that. You talked about maybe studying Carolina before you kind of put the offense together. How comparable are your running attacks?
Well, they've got, you know, basic principles of options are usually pretty close. Sometimes people will tend to go one direction or another depending on what their base offense is. And I can't tell you exactly the direction they're going. You know, they've done some things that sometimes they've utilized the option, other times they haven't. And you just don't know the future of a team, what they're going to do. You know, the thing that we believe in is having a base system. We believe Robert can do so many different things, but he'll get more experience every game he plays, and he doesn't make the same mistake twice, which is great. So we'll try to adapt our offense each week to what he does best and hopefully come up with a great game plan for his skills.
How much of their success last year by tailoring things to what Cam did well in college, how much does that encourage you all that maybe you have a chance with Robert to have success like that as well?
Well, I think you have to – everybody's a little bit different. I think some people really want no part of an option game. That's just not their deal. You know, they want to drop back and throw it. And so it's new. It's new. We'll see what happens in the future. We talked about it's hard to be accountable for the quarterback if he can run the ball. But you better protect your quarterback as well. You know, there's a fine line right there. So a lot goes into it.
Difference when you guys are doing a lot of the zone read triple option type stuff versus when you're, I guess, trying to be a little bit more conventional or a little less of the zone read type offense?
Well, the one thing I know for sure, you know, working with defensive coordinators and offensive coordinators, if you got the ability to run the option, there's a lot of time spent on that option. I'd say half their practice. And so when they're spending half their practice maybe doing something or working on something that you may not even use in a game, or maybe they work on a 10%, and that is going to be your game plan, you know, 80% of it. You know, you can keep a defense off balance or at least try to keep them up at night.
Mike, it's been eight games for Robert. Your expectations for him at the midway point of the season, it would be fair to say that even he's exceeded them in your mind at this point?
Yeah, there's no question about that. I mean, if you told me that at the midway point of the season that Robert would be the most successful quarterback in the NFL for yards per play, first, second, third down, I'd literally say you were crazy. Yeah. So for a guy to be able to do that and still have limited turnovers, it's been pretty impressive. Now, Robert would be the first one to tell you it's a bunch of guys working together. It's just not him. And Robert would also say that the stats don't mean anything until you start winning football games. So a lot goes into it. But, yeah, very proud of what he's done, and I believe he'll still get better.
You have to remind your players this week to look ahead to vacation and such, you know, with the bye coming up. It's kind of a trap game.
No, not where we're at. You know, we've had a chance to win some games, and we haven't. You know, so our backs are against the wall right now. We've got to find a way to win this game before our break. The only way you're going to enjoy a week off or thereabout, or a little bit more than a week, is to, you know, to win the game. Anything less than that, it won't be very enjoyable. So you want to play your best football in November, December. You know, it's a November game. You know, everybody talks about the must and all those type of things. You know, your backs are against the wall, so we'll see how we step up and play. And we know they're very, very disgusted as well. You know, they're 1-6, and they're playing some very good football. Number of games they could have won. So, you know, you're going to find two football teams that are wanting to win.
Are you satisfied that London's issue is behind him now, the balance issue, or is there more to worry about there?
I really don't know. I don't think London knows. And, you know, London is out there practicing very hard. I had a great practice today, I thought, you know, coming back after the game. I wasn't expecting him to have such a good practice, but he did. So, you know, hopefully it doesn't come back and there isn't a problem.
You said he was full today, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Like, there's a school of thought amongst the people who run the option, especially at the college level, that do it pretty well and pretty often, that the quarterback can be safer outside the pocket when he's running because he can see a hit coming versus a guy who's dropping back and waiting, maybe get blindsided. Do you see any validity to that at all?
It's not validity, it's the truth. One thing about the option is you control who has the football, unless you're making the wrong reads. Robert doesn't miss too many. But in the National Football League, you know, these guys are a little bit quicker, so a lot of times it'll look like they're taking a back away and they'll come upfield and give you a good shot. But as Robert has gained more experience in the first half of the season, he's got a pretty good feel when to hand it off, when to keep it. So when he does hand it off, he doesn't get hit. When they do tackle him, next thing is to possibly pitch it or run. And he's, you know, just in a few games, he's picked up when to slide, when to pitch it early. And, you know, that gives you a chance to slow down that pass rush, especially against some of these good teams. So, yeah, in the long run, I think it'll really help him and help our offense.
Mike, how much does missing Fred and Pierre's speed affect the offense? And along those lines, can Aldrick Robinson get back into the mix and help in that area?
Yeah, Aldrick is getting back in the mix. You know, when Pierre went down early, he had a pretty good game, and we expect him to play at a very high level. So he's going to get some more playing time. And as you have guys that, you know, get hurt, these guys got to step up. I expect a lot of the guys, we lost some, you know, care if it's linebackers or safeties, or they got to start playing better after they've been playing for 4 or 5 weeks. Now, there is no excuses for these guys. They've had some playing time. Hopefully they're better with our scheme, and we can be better and learn how to finish some games.
What does Aldrick do to get back in the rotation more? At least, you know, because he was out of it a little bit there for a while.
He's going to get some more playing time. I can guarantee you that. That's all I can say. I'm going to tell you exactly what the rotation will be this early in the week, but that was a joke. That was a joke. So.
I'm getting at what Aldrick. What did he do? To earn another.
Well, I was pleased against Pittsburgh that, you know, they knew he had some great speed and he did run that stutter go, and I mean, he had that ball. I mean, if he wasn't interfered with, the guy didn't have an arm bar and just bring that hand down, and he still almost caught it. That showed me a lot right there. And there was another couple routes that he ran that I was really impressed with. So he'll get some more playing time. Okay?
Thanks.
Okay, thanks.